something wasn't quite right, and that's why they checked you?
Yeah, just took a good hit, and what was, I think, the second drive there. Felt a little off, figured to be rather safe and sorry. Didn't necessarily think I was going to go through the full concussion protocol, but obviously that's you know, mandated by the league to protect us. I went through that, cleared it good, and got back out there.
What do you feel in that situation? Like, just a little dizzy or a little headache? Or a little,
yeah, just like Coach said, I just felt a little off.
It seemed like you took a worse hit. I think your head got bounced in the second half. Did nobody say, here, let's take a look at that?
Nah, I was good on that one. I think that, you know, that was in the momentum of the game. You don't even feel that one. You know, felt great and got back out there.
But by the time you went back in the first half, you felt okay?
Yeah, good, yeah.
What are you thinking when, you know, you score there, you get it to 23-16? What's going through your head, and what are you telling the team and all that?
Yeah, let's finish. You know, we've been in that situation a couple times this year. I think that it's a good chance that the game that we will win, multiple games that we will win throughout the rest of the season, are going to be in the fourth quarter. Why not today? I think that was an awesome opportunity to step back out there with quite a bit of time on the you know, scoreboard to try to get our offense up and going in the fourth quarter and get multiple touchdowns up in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you know, for me, I don't think it's about the development anymore. It's not about the consistently trying to, you know, obviously it's about making myself better and you know, feeling like I'm performing better. But when you see a group of, you know, 60-something guys out there every day putting their bodies on the line, you got to reward them with a win. And I think that's the emphasis now. It's about doing whatever it takes to win. You know, whether it's turnovers, whether it's taking care of the ball, that all goes into winning. I think that's the mentality we've had all throughout. But when you mandate a guy, a rookie quarterback in this league, all you're looking for are the small wins. Well, I think we're done with small wins now. It's about getting out there in this last five games of the season and doing whatever it takes just to put a victory up on the board.
What did you see on that deep pass to Corey that he couldn't catch? And did you say anything to him when you dropped the ball?
No, you know, he's a guy who, you know, obviously is going to hold himself to high standards. You know, there's different guys who react in different ways. I told him that the only thing I would say is that in that same situation, I'm going to throw you the same exact ball, and you're going to make that play. And, you know, we expect him to make that play every time he steps out there. I'm unfortunate that he didn't there. But, you know, there's going to be multiple times throughout the rest of this year where we're going to expect some big plays out of him. We expect that he's going to do it. Yeah, but once again, this is about winning. You know, this is, you know, 11 times in this locker room where we get a pep talk. It's 11 times where leaders step up and make some sort of a comment. And it's about time for us as a team to reward those leaders on, you know, winning a game.
You could hear, you know, Chris kind of giving that pep talk. What is the message after a game like that?
You know, that's something that we'll keep between us as a group in that locker room, but it's along the lines that, you know, we're going to continue to fight these battles. But this is a war that we're in right now. And once we, you know, it's a consistent message that I've said that once we get over that hill, we're going to win for a long time. But it's about getting there. It's about putting together a complete game, both offensively and defensively and special teams, and allowing that all to drive us together for our first victory.
Did you happen to see the replay of the Jabril call? And if so,
You know, I think that Jabril made a heck of a play on the ball. You know, it's his job as a safety to separate the ball from the player when he gets an opportunity. From what we saw on the sideline, looked like a pretty clean play there. But unfortunately, the way this league is set up, you know, we're going to turn that call in. You know, they'll probably send us a letter back and say they missed one if they did. And we'll move forward. You know, there's not a lot of time to sit here and dwell on missed calls.
Deshaun, you said it feels like when you guys get in the red zone, everything kind of needs to go right.
I was just doing your job. I don't think that's tough at all. I think that we spend a lot of time, you know, preparing ourselves for those situations. You know, we spend, you know, quite a bit of time within the week preparing for the red zone, preparing for third down, preparing for situational football. It's on us to make sure that we're executing. I think that it's, you know, it's not good for us to go down there and shoot ourselves in the foot all the time. You know, it's already as difficult as it is with, you know, the lack of space down there to execute when you go and shoot yourself in the foot while doing that. It's not a good look.
You made a couple of big plays to your receivers, and now, you know, Josh Gordon is coming back after his placement tomorrow. I mean, does that give you a little bit of encouragement and hope that, hey, that you can get over the hump?
Yeah, well, I mean, first steps first, and that's learning from this game, you know, going through and watching this film, you know, to the detail and making sure that we can, you know, correct ourselves and get back to executing at the highest level we can. Obviously, adding Josh is going to be awesome for us, and we're going to, you know, see how he affects, you know, the game. We expect him to come out and you know, not skip a beat. He's been working his butt off, and we look forward to, you know, having him out there with us. You know, that's not necessarily Josh's personality. He's a guy who he leads through his actions. He motivates through his actions. I think today he definitely spent a lot of time with the receivers, and I wasn't necessarily part of a lot of those conversations. But I think that his leadership is going to be out in the field rather than in someone's ear.
Nice to see Kenny come up with a big play.
Absolutely. You know, that's the reason that he's on this team, to lead us with big plays. That's what vets do. That's what good players do. You know, we got to expect that out of him every time he steps on the field, and I know he expects that out of himself.
Did you have any hesitancy to keep running after you got checked for the concussion and took a bunch of hits?
No, once again, I was good once I got through the protocol and figured out that I was okay. I went out there and played the style of ball that I always play.
Are some of your teammates making comments to you about the toughness that you've shown to get up from those big hits or come back from a concussion check or migraine or anything like that?
Once again, we keep our conversations in the locker room between us, but I think that this team has continued to show the fight that we have. You know, this is an awesome group to be with. It's an awesome locker room to be in, and you know, I'm very proud to be a part of this you know, 2017 Cleveland Browns team, because they continue to push, they continue to fight, and it allows me to be motivated to go out there and continue to do as much as I can to get a win for those guys.